Wow, it's a beautiful morning up here in the San Ynez Valley, and I'm lucky enough to be spending a couple minutes at the Bridalwood Estate Winery. Today we're going to spend some time with David Hopkins. He's the artisan winemaker here at Bridalwood, and we're going to find out what makes Bridalwood Winery so special.
I think that would be that we've always been a working horse ranch here in the heart of Santa Barbara County, starting back in the 1800s. With the original purchase of the property and turning it into a working cattle ranch up through the early 1900s when it was an Arabian horse farm, and then purchased in the 60s by a veterinarian who turned it into Mandy's Land, an equestrian rehabilitation center. Grapes came into play about 30 years later when the property was purchased again, and Bridalwood Winery was born. Today, we're still able to retain that flavor of a working horse ranch through the blending of the original grounds and pastures and racetrack, along with grapevines and use of the original barn as a winemaking facility.
So why the Central Coast? Why does that work for you? What makes the Central Coast so special for the Bridalwood Winery?
Well, as we all know, Napa's a four-letter word, but really, all kidding aside, the Central Coast, the mere size of it being the largest AVA in California, the different diversity from north to south with all the east-west valleys, the interior heat from Paso Robles, the cold climate growing conditions in Santa Barbara County, it all comes down to my philosophy, which is follow the flavor, not the appellation, because as we all know, it's a vintage year in California every year, just not in every vineyard. So what that means for me and my winemaking philosophy is being able to blend all of these different flavors of Syrah that I get from all the different appellations and make the kinds of wines that I think the consumer wants rather than the esoteric style winemakers love to play with. Syrah is just a wonderful grape to work with, especially in this climate. It's very malleable. I'm able to change the mental pictures of it in terms of the blue flavors and the red flavors, the mouthfeel, the different textures and finish on the wines. And I just really believe that the Central Coast and Santa Barbara County and this little jewel that we call Santa Ynez is in the future going to be the premier appellation in California.
You've mentioned Syrah several times. Is that the main focus here at Bridalwood?
Both the short and the long answer to that is yes. I'm Syrah-centric, if not eccentric. I think the variety is just an incredible one to work with. The flavor profiles, the aroma profiles, what you can do to change the wine and to make it whatever you want to be. It's one of the few varietals that I found is a chameleon, which results in me making seven different bottlings, starting with the estate, followed by our reserve level Syrah and our Central Coast appellated one. And in addition, I make four flavor profile wines for the wine club and tasting room.
Okay, you've mentioned a lot of different Syrah offerings. What other varietals do you make?
Well, we are a Rhone house, and as such, I have an interest in several other varietals that I think are also just incredible in terms of their aroma and flavor profile. My white wine offering is a Viognier, spelled V-I-O-G-N-I-E-R, one of the hardest varietals I've ever had to try to pronounce. But this wine to me is comfort food in a glass. It's peaches, honeysuckle, bits of pineapple, guava, and other tropical fruits. A very luscious, mouth-filling wine without that heavy oak component that several other varietals are burdened with. I also make Grenache, a lighter style of red wine, very cranberry, strawberry, raspberry flavored, a great summer lighter style wine, and several other small offerings, individual obscure varietals, if you will, they're just a lot of fun to work with.
I noticed that your wines have some very interesting names, and I'm a little curious about that, where the names come from and why you choose them. Tell me a little bit more about the tasting room and the wine club and some of the other offerings you have here.
Well, the wine club wines, or the four flavor profile wines, harken back to our horse ranch history. The names are English Pleasure, Six Gun, Dusty Trails, and Blue Roan, which we all know is a horse color. But in keeping with my concept of making Syrah and all the different aspects that it can be, Blue Roan gets into the dark fruit characters, blueberry, blackberry, lavender, aromas of violets. The Six Gun is my masculine offering of Syrah, if you will. It's a very big, bold wine. Has the smell of smoke or burnt gunpowder, has a leather characteristic. I get a visual picture of a holster and a gunslinger. The English Pleasure wine is a very feminine version of Syrah, very rose petal, perfumey, violets, and a little bit of lavender again, with a very silky, smooth finish to it. The Dusty Trails is another mental picture of a Syrah that's very big, has a very earthy component to it, and a little bit of dirt on the finish, if you will, that expresses the terroir that the Santa Ynez Valley has. As far as the tasting room itself goes, I'm going to sound a little bit like a commercial here, but you know, we're open 7 days a week, excluding major holidays. But it's once again very reminiscent of that horse history. It's part of the original barn. It has a very horse flavor to it in terms of the artworks that are there. The wine offerings were very laid back, if you will. You'll see the girls in cowboy boots and denim jeans, and we're all about having a great time, a great experience, and part of that's the picnic grounds that we have here, along with that racetrack that I mentioned earlier. We have a huge cement pond out back, if you will, with just a great grassy knoll and picnic tables, and it is a destination, if you will, to spend the afternoon sipping great wine with a picnic lunch with friends and just enjoying the beautiful facility itself.
David, I'm glad you mentioned the picnic grounds in the back, the lake, the whole hillside view. It's so scenic and beautiful. People would really have a one-of-a-kind experience to come up here to the Bridalwood Winery, so I encourage everyone to do so. Maybe you can tell us how, if they have questions or they want directions to get here, how can they get a hold of you guys?
Well, the most obvious, of course, is our 800 number, which is 800-467-4100. We also have an incredible website that goes into much more detail than I've gone into today, and that's available at www.bridalwoodwinery.com, spelled BRIDLEWOOD.
Well, this has been really educational. It's been great to hear you talk about the wines that you make. It's obvious that you have a real passion for what you do, and it really shows. I'm excited for what you're offering up here, and I just, again, want to encourage everyone to come up and check out Bridalwood Winery. And David, I want to thank you for spending a few minutes with us on Santa Barbara Life Magazine.